John, we do have a quorum present.
Well, excellent, Sherry. Thank you so very much. So at this time, I'd like to call the meeting to order. And Sherry, would you call roll, please?
Yes. On the telephone, myself, Sherry Schaefer, Mr. Ross Atkinson, Ms. Tammy Gogia Cockrell, Mr. Bobby Carter, Master Sergeant Zachary Murdiff, Mr. David Brown, Tech Sergeant Chris Maley, Mr. Henry Cole, Mr. John Rockwell, Mr. Pete Rogel, Mr. Scott Nelson, Mr. Carl Edwards, Mr. John Clendenin, Mr. Rob Reddington. Is there anybody else on the phone whose name I have not called?
Sherry, this is Lieutenant Ben Andrews on the phone.
Thank you.
Keith Berrien.
Thank you. President Anchorage, so far I have Mr. Paul Fussy.
Mark Newman, Anchorage Municipality.
Nick Banasok.
And I'm Erica Bishop.
Thank you.
Buckley Clark, State of Alaska.
Thank you. And that concludes the roll call.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. At this time, we can go on to the first agenda item, which is the review and approval of the November meeting minutes. Hopefully, everybody had a chance to review those meeting minutes that Sherry sent out. And again, thank you, Sherry. I appreciate all that you do. Are there any updates, comments, questions, or concern regarding the November meeting minutes? Hearing no response, meeting minutes are approved. The next agenda item is the review of the... Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry to interrupt. We need a motion in a second, please.
Oh, thank you, Sherry. I appreciate that. May I have a motion to approve?
This is Tammy. I'll make a motion to approve.
Thank you, Tammy. And a second.
Yeah, Bob Carter seconds.
Thank you both. Anybody opposed? Hearing none, motion approved. Now we can move on to the issues and risk log. Sherry, do you want to review any issues that we might have in either the issues or the risk log, please? Sherry,
this is Paul. I can hear you.
Sorry, I'm talking with my mic muted. For the issues in risk log, just the updates for the operational issues for the microwave hops. It is my understanding the hops are completed. However, they are waiting on Ethernet solutions for Kobe to clear and Corey to Birch. And as you'll see, Mr. Martin is going to be retiring at the end of the year.
Thank you very much, Sherry. And if you would, please continue on with the carryover from the action item status, please.
Yes, it's the same as October, where you had requested Motorola provide a briefing when Smart Connect gets implemented on the APX 9000 radios.
Again, Sherry, thank you so very much. So at this time, we can move on to the next agenda item, which is the operations management overview. And I turn it over to Mr. Fussy. Paul?
Hey, John, just before you move on there, this is Joe with Motorola. Those APX radios that you're talking about, they're APX Next. There's no such thing as a 9000, just for clarity there.
Thank you for the clarification. I appreciate that, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Hi, everyone. This is Paul Fussy. And when I start my presentation, my metrics dropped off my screen, so I'll stop sharing just for a second, and I'll pull those back up. So if everyone bears with me just for a minute.
Mr. Pixa, while we're waiting for that, what radio would that be on, the 6000?
No, it's called the Next. So it'll be APX NEXT.
Okay, thank you.
And also while we're waiting, did the group have a time frame in mind for that additional demonstration, John?
Yeah, I was hoping that we could get some information from either the feds or Motorola or the executive regarding the FedRAMP approval. What I'd like to do is, as soon as we get a little bit closer to being able to turn that functionality on, that we could get then a demonstration of the features of the Next radio, as well as some of the use cases that we could have moving forward.
Okay. So are you thinking once we have clarification that FedRAMP is imminent, then we would bring our team in and actually turn the infrastructure on, have the live demos, and go ahead and basically demonstrate all of the functionality of that radio, how it switches between LTE and LMR?
That would be totally awesome.
Okay. I'm still getting the same, it's imminent that we're going to get FedRAMP approval like next month. I think you and I know we've heard that every month for about 2 years now. So
I'm not.
So if I get wind that something's moving faster or better than it has been, I'll certainly enlighten this group and then we can start setting this up. But right now, I think we're in a little bit of a holding pattern.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Mr. Pixa. All right, we're going to turn it back to Paul.
Yeah, it's back up on the screen, Paul.
Thank you, Sherry, and everyone in the group. I was with Paul Fussy. I do apologize for technical issues on that one. That is totally my fault. So starting out with the Operation Management Office overview. So for training, we did load two new video vignettes posted on the website. They're called ALMR, Alaska Land Mobile Radio, and with the system upgrade, how will it affect me? So anyways, any questions on the TDMA, FDMA upgrade, suggest watching that. And then also contingency planning for ALMR members. Two very good videos on there. Mr. Dan Nelson is actually in town today, so him and I met to map out all the 2024 training videos and the schedules that we'll be putting out. Membership agreement. I am ecstatic to say the final membership agreement was signed and received on November 30th. So that is now completed. For outreach, what I have been doing now is sending out individual email reminders to agencies regarding their TDMA or time division multiple access radios. And going through the serial numbers, I send them out and let them know what we suspect are FDMA and TDMA radios and subscriber notices on there. So if they have the old radios, they can fill out a subscriber request, send it in to Nick and his team at the ALMR Help Desk. And then we can take those older radios off the system. That'll free up some of their ALMR numbers if they need to. I also had a very productive meeting with the State Emergency Operations Center individuals and APSCS representatives to discuss with NOAA weather the capabilities of the ALMR system and the coverage area and how they could become members. So it was a really good meeting on that one. And I want to thank Mr. Nelson for setting that one up. For November document reviews, we went over the high-level strategy, system recovery, system incident response, site book, help desk policy and procedures, and subscriber acceptance testing policy and procedures. Before I start on the metrics, does anybody have any questions? Hearing none, I'll be moving forward. As everyone can see on the screen, our total calls were 1,428,906. Our total push-to-talks were 2,325,281. And our busies were, we were at 252. And as everybody can see, I like those numbers at 0.0001. Our sites below 3.9s, we did have 8. And it pretty much ran the system as to what they were as we look at the next slide. So because of that big storm that came through, damaged AC power, it was generator cycling out of Girdwood. Goose Creek was weather-related, Hope was weather-related, and if you look through there, Saddle Mile, we did some maintenance, and it was the panels. Sitka was, once again, a commercial circuit issue, and then Walcott was weather-related. That's part of that big storm and dump that we've had through there. All the systems were good to go. Girdwood, like I said, there's a big transformer in Girdwood that blew out, and the area of Girdwood was out of power for quite a while. On the website, we had 405 sessions, 250 total users, 91% new. And as always, I'm pushing the website, letting everyone know where the training videos are and that. Are there any questions on the November stats before I go on? Hearing none, I'll move forward. So some of the other items, went up to Fairbanks and conducted the master site and alternate storage site inspection first week in November, and the report's been completed and turned in. And some of the concerns that's been out there for the Executive Council and User Council, I've confirmed that the Fairbanks North Star Borough has renewed their Alaska Municipal League membership. So that is no longer a concern for us. Starting this morning, Mr. Fonstock and I, we came in at 4 o'clock this morning. So today and tomorrow, and also Mr. Newman from Anchorage, we are conducting the quarterly zone control rollover. So what we do is we come in at 4 a.m. and prep everything, and we call all the dispatch centers that will be affected, and then we let them know we're going to do the rollover on that one. So we did that this morning, and then we'll be doing it tomorrow, and then that'll be completed. Some of the good news that December 11th through the 15th here in the LNR office, we'll be conducting the Genesis system upgrades. So we're looking forward to see what that'll bring for us and the other advantages. And then the last note that I have is the Alaska Municipal League Government Conference is going on this week in Anchorage, and that's why Mr. Nelson was up here. That completes my report, Mr. Chair. Sending any questions?
Thank you very much, Paul. Any questions for Mr. Fussy? Hearing none, we can move on to the system management update, and we can turn it over to Nick Panstock. Nick?
Thank you, John. Not a whole lot really to add that Paul hasn't already covered. I will say that we do have some PMIs come up next week in the TOC area, so you may experience some outages while we are performing that. Outside of that, I mean, it's the holidays, you know, trying to keep it, you know, low and easy during this time. That's all I've got.
Thanks, Nick. Any questions for Nick? Moving on to the next agenda item is the State of Alaska and Department of Defense overviews. We can start with the State of Alaska, and I could turn it over to Mr. Clark. Buckley?
Yeah. I know there was something that came up in a meeting a while ago. They asked me to bring up in here. We've had a couple outages over at the R1 North site. Apparently, a couple power outages hit that site, one on Thanksgiving and one about a week later. And the battery plant at that particular site is not does not last long enough to transfer to the generator. So it will not hold the site. I know that's a DOD site, so I'm just trying to put that out there as an issue that probably needs to be addressed. I know It not only affects the RF site at R1 North, which is probably the busiest RF site on Elmendorf there, but it also takes out all the dispatches and the out dispatches on base when that site reboots. It is kind of the site that feeds all of those. So we see the alarms and stuff, but unfortunately, it's not our battery plant to replace. So I just want to put it out there and make sure that the folks know that that does need to be addressed, hopefully at some point, or outages will continue anytime there's a little power hit. We have a project coming up next week to replace the microwave in the Juneau area. Due to MPLS and multiple paths, outages should be minimal, but that work will be happening next week. So upgrading microwave. And yeah, I believe that is about all I've got.
Thank you, Buckley. Are there any questions for Mr. Clark? I didn't hear if Tim was online. Tim, are you online? If not, any representation from DOD to take over for Tim? Hearing no response, we'll move on to the user council representative updates. We could start with the SOA component. Any updates from DOT?
This is Henry Cole. I don't have anything to add at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Cole. How about DPS? Lieutenant?
John, I have no updates currently. Thank you.
Thank you. And all others, Mr. Nelson.
I have no updates for this week.
Okay. We can move on to the DOT component. Anything from the U.S. Army installations? Or how about J-Bear?
Nothing for J-Bear.
Thank you. And move on to Eielson.
Nothing from Eielson.
Well, thank you, everybody. At this point, we'll move on to the federal non-DOD components. Do we have anybody from DOJ?
Nothing from DOJ.
Thank you. Or DOI?
Nothing from DOI.
Or all others?
Nothing for the good of the order from TSA. Thank you.
It's a quick meeting so far. We can move to the municipal component. We'll start with Central. Tammy, any updates?
I have nothing for the good of the order today. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Tammy. I can even add Jim. I did hear Jim log in, didn't I? Or maybe not. So we can move to North.
Keith Berry, Municipalities North. I don't have anything to add today.
Thank you, Keith. And that brings us to new business. Under new business, we have the annual election results, and I'll turn it over to Sherry.
Thank you, John. Yes, as everybody probably guessed, during the voting portion of the election, we only had two individuals that were nominated, one for each position. So Mr. John Rockwell has been reelected as the chair to the user council, and Ms. Tammy Goggia-Cockrell was reelected as the vice chair, and they will both start their new term in January. That's it.
Thank you, Sherry, and thank you, everybody. And I know that I think Tammy and I make a great team, so we'll just keep going. One item that I do have at this time under new business is Sherry mentioned Chris Martin is going to be retiring at the end of December, and this would be his last meeting. And at this point, I would like to thank him for all of his efforts on the user council, and that's on behalf of myself personally, as well as the ALMR group and all the users. Chris, are you on? If so, would you like to say anything?
Chris Martin is not on the line today.
Okay. Well, we will miss him. Any other new business? Are there any questions or comments for the good of the order? Well, I can announce the next scheduled meetings are January 3rd and February 7th. I better look at my calendar to see if I'm going to even be here on January 3rd. Yeah, I'll be here on January 3rd. Is there anything else before I ask for a motion to adjourn? Thank you, everybody. At this point, I would ask for a motion to adjourn.
This is Henry Cole. I'll move to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Cole. And a second.
This is Scott Nelson. I second.
Gentlemen, thank you so very much, and we are adjourned. It does look like there will be a presentation by Motorola after the close of the regular business meeting. And so at this time, Sherry can stop the recording, and I turn it over to Motorola and to